Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer. The best in the business is back in business. Joined as always by my fellow prospect fatigued co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Nate, what's up?
Hey, Mike. You know, I'm not looking very professionally today. You know, I was just out on the West Coast, the best coast, as some people call it. That's arguable. But, you know, I had the sun out there. You know, I got to wear like a nice t-shirt on the day, like a nice techie t-shirt on, just got back from the gym. You know, I'm feeling different.
I do want to remind everyone, we also have the sun on the East Coast as well. In case you're wondering. So Nate, you know, you say that people say that the West Coast is the best coast. That's debatable. However, what I can tell you is that it is draft season, and that to me is the best time of year. I did mention, hey, prospect fatigue. You know, we've talked about these guys ad nauseum, but we're getting there. We're getting there. The draft, man, I love the draft. I was talking to a coworker of mine at work, though. He did say one thing. We missed when the draft was just Saturday and Sunday.
So that was before my time, Mike.
Anyway, actually, somebody at work the other day asked me, what was the 90s like? And I'm like, you know what, Austin, just go over there, okay? Nobody wants to hear it from you, 22-year-old. But the fact of the matter is, there's still things to be done before the draft, okay? The draft is not the beginning of your dynasty cycle. It's the middle, because right now we have to get ready for the draft. It's kind of like getting ready to start mowing your grass. You got to clean everything up out of the yard first. Yes, I'm a dad, as if you couldn't tell by that statement. But let's talk about dynasty buys and sells before your rookie draft. So Nate, we're going to kick it off with you. Agree, disagree, leave a comment below. And hey, an even better way to agree or disagree, check out our Patreon, free 1 week trial, patreon.com/dynastyrewind. Come check it out. Week free on me. But Nate, who are you buying first?
Yeah, I'm buying one of my favorite players in all of football right now, in fantasy as well as just in the NFL. And that is Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. He has fallen down. I believe last time I checked, he was tight end 7 or 8. On keep trade cut, which is just ridiculous to me. I mean, we're talking about a guy who came off just in 2021 had 1,300 yards. I mean, Mark Andrews, he's arguably the tight end 1 in Dynasty. I know everyone wants to go after the young guns like Sam Laporta and Dalton Kincaid, Brock Bowers, Kyle Pitts now with a new regime in Atlanta. But Mark Andrews, he's only 28 years old. Actually, 27 right now. He'll be turning 28 during the season. He's not an old guy like Travis Kelce. In fact, he could be the next Travis Kelce. Look, Sam Laporta did really, really well his rookie year. But Mark Andrews is in his prime. And if you're a contending team, you have a guy who's been the tight end one before, and he could do it for the next 5 years, especially if guys like Travis Kelce are starting to fall off a little bit. I love the young guns. I really do. But there's so much value in these veterans, Mike. You know, he's sitting there at tight end 7 right now and keep trade cut, and he's going to score you just as many points as any of those guys above him, and probably more points. His quarterback is the 2-time MVP Lamar Jackson, and he is the number one target on that offense. We love tight ends who are the number one and number two target. Mark Andrews is the number one target on that offense. He averaged 6 targets a game last year. He only played in 10 games due to injury. But before that, in 2022, 119 targets. In 2021, 149 targets. Oof. That is like top 10 wide receiver in the NFL kind of production and volume right there. Mark Andrews is that guy, and he's accessible right now, which makes him one of my favorite buys at this point in the season. You can move Kenneth Walker, Jordan Addison, teammate Zay Flowers for Mark Andrews right now and upgrade your tight end position, lock it in so you have a stud. And you can even move a late first right now for Mark Andrews. Maybe you have to add a second. But if you have like the 109, 110, you throw a second on top of that, I think you can make Mark Andrews get into your team.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I don't know if I can agree with the fact that he's the next Travis Kelce. I mean, if you're talking production-wise, maybe if we're talking longevity-wise, then I could agree with that. He has missed some time. It happens. Interestingly enough, only one season over 1,000 yards for Mark Andrews, but a few over 840 so yards. Also, RIP Rico Dowdle, because the Dallas Cowboys just signed Royce Freeman. Did you see that one pop up, Nate?
I did not. That's disappointing. But yeah. I don't think Rico's going to worry about it. He's better than Royce Freeman. Come on.
I would like to say that I feel bad for Cowboys fans because the Cowboys have done nothing this offseason, but I'm an Eagles fan. So
it's Jonathan Brooks season, I guess.
Sure looks that way, but they have plenty of time to screw the draft up yet. That being said, I would move any of those guys for Mark Andrews if I wanted to upgrade my tight end position. If I'm a contending team especially, I'll gladly move on from those guys. And another player that I'm willing to move on from is Panthers quarterback Bryce Young. I know I always say not to give up too early, but guess what? Sometimes when I don't see it because it ain't there, I don't see it because it ain't there. And I think that's the case. Player 73 on keep trade cut. He's quarterback 20, which would rank him as a low-end quarterback too. I'm not a fan of the smaller quarterbacks. Call me a size queen all you want, but I don't think he can hold up long-term. I just don't think he can. Was last year a setback in his development? We've seen it before. Ooh. Trevor Lawrence is the exception, but he was also a generational talent coming out at Urban Meyer's first year. I thought Bryce Young was a good talent coming out. I didn't think he was generational like Trevor Lawrence was heralded as. So we got Brad Idzik. This is the new offensive coordinator. Okay. Coordinator? Is that how you say it? I don't know. Between that, the addition of Deontay Johnson, people are excited to a degree about Bryce Young. So I'm going to go ahead and sell while I can. And there's guys that are actually ranked close to him on keep trade cut. You can do a trade up and get Jared Goff, who's quarterback 18 on keep trade cut. So it's going to take Bryce Young plus. Obviously, you're targeting a team that's not going to be a contending team. That's Jared Goff. If they have a contending team, I don't think this is a move that you could pull off because they would just rather keep Jared Goff, and rightfully so. And also close to him, James Cook, Jaden Reed. Value is similar. You're going to have to obviously add some to it. And this is it for a super flex league. If it was one quarterback, obviously these guys are not going to be around there. But, you know, if you want to move just picks, you're looking at like a late 24 first, maybe a late third, early fourth on top of that to get Bryce Young. So moving on from him, I'm ready to call it quits.
I like moving on from Bryce Young for Jared Goff. But I do have some interest in Bryce Young, buying low on him a little bit. I don't like it enough to spend the first round pick on it. And I don't know if you can make it happen with like an early second. But Jaden Reed, as much as I love Jaden Reed, if you have wide receiver depth and need a quarterback, I wouldn't mind moving a guy like Jaden Reed for Bryce Young and taking the chance. Because I love Deontay. You know that, and he's there now. So
we know. Yes, we know. And I get it. I get it. So I'm curious to see what Deontay Johnson does down there too. Free Deontay Johnson. It's finally happening. Nate, who is a sell for you right now?
Yeah, one guy I'm selling. And, you know, it's not that I don't like this guy, but Mike, I don't like holding on to running backs during the draft. I don't like buying running backs before the draft. So if there's guys I think that could have a, you know, value drop because of the draft, I'm looking to move on from them. Because, hey, even if they don't, I probably can get them back for the same price. And one guy right now that I could move on from is Rashad White. You know, he performed very well this past year. He was a top five running back especially because of the volume that he received. You know, he wasn't super efficient on the ground, only averaged 3.7 yards per attempt, but he caught a ton of passes and he had a lot of production on the ground as well with over 1,000 yards. So what all that comes to is the volume was great, but they're probably going to add some competition through the draft. And Bucks GM even said, you want good football players, and you can't be afraid to tell your player, hey, you're great, but if we have another you, we can spell you. It's important to have depth. He talked about the depth that the team needed. They struggled to have depth in 2021. He brought that up. He said that was a reason that they were kind of set back that season. So they're looking right now, Chase Edmonds and Sean Tucker are the only competition for Rashad White. And that led to incredible things this year. But I don't think we're going to see that same running back room going into the 2024 season. There's definitely going to be some competition added. Not that anyone's coming for Rashad White's spot, but if he's going to be seeing less touches overall, he's still going to have that receiving work, I'm sure. But if he's not getting, you know, those touchdowns on the ground, as much receiving work on the rushing work on the ground, I'm a little worried about if he has that same, you know, top five, top 10 ability for his production. So if I can move on from him now, you know, he's going for, a late first round pick. I like to pivot to a different running back like DeAndre Swift, see if I can get something on top of it. Derrick Henry, see if I can get something on top of that. I think those guys will probably have similar, if not better, production this year. And with Rashad White, he's got another year on his deal after this year on his rookie contract, but he's an older guy. He is already 25 years old, so I'm not looking to hold on to him going into his second contract. So you get 2 years left with Rashad White. I think you also get 2 years with DeAndre Swift. I think you get 2 years with Derrick Henry. So making that kind of lateral move, adding a little piece of, you know, like a late second, early third or something like that on top of it to help your team depth out, I think that's a good move to make right now.
I don't hate this at all, to be honest with you. And I like Rashad White. This is not a knock on him. Oddly enough, I saw Brandon Lejeune last Saturday, him and Michael Finero. The three of us had lunch. It was fantastic. Nice. Thank you for asking, everyone. But he was never a Rashad White fan. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, talking top five running back finish. What are you thinking now? Yeah. He doubled down. He said, basically, I don't care. This guy can be replaced, blah, blah, blah. So shout out to Brandon Lejeune for doubling down on on what he thinks about Rashad White.
Check, I mean, it's kind of true. You know, I like Rashad White, but he's not the kind of talent that is going to, you know, really hold down that backfield if they added another good talent. Like, it's not going to stop a team from finding another good running back. He's not a Derrick Henry. He's not, you know, a Saquon Barkley kind of talent. He's definitely good though, and he's performed very well. So someone that I don't mind holding on to, but also I don't mind moving on right now.
I get it. Yeah, I really do. So, but I'll move, especially contending, if I can move on from get DeAndre Swift for Rashad White or Derrick Henry, I'm going to do that too. I'm excited to see what Derrick Henry does in the Ravens offense this year.
Me too, man. Me too.
I know you are. I know you are for sure.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Nate, we're back, and let's get into a sell for me, and that is Pittsburgh Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth. Right now on Keep Trade Cut. Again, this is all in super flex format. His player 146, tight end 17. All right, here's why I'm buying. He had a terrible season last year. They got a new quarterback. They got a new offensive coordinator. Oh, but Arthur Smith was a bad head coach for the Falcons. Yeah, but he could also be a bad head coach for the Falcons and a good offensive coordinator for the Steelers and Titans. Both of those things can be true. I think he's going to be fine as an offensive coordinator and play caller for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And look, Kyle Pitts had 1,000 yards as a rookie. I'm not saying that Pat Freiermuth is Kyle Pitts. I'm just saying that we've seen production from the tight end position under Arthur Smith. I did look back at the Titans. Jonnu Smith was a little bit ineffective, but I don't think that's so much of Arthur Smith's play calling so much as just Jonnu Smith being Jonnu Smith. But Pat Freiermuth last year missed 5 games with a hamstring strain. Both him and the Steelers, their offense never got on track. Okay, so last year, 32 catches, 308 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Not great. But in 2022, Nate, 63 catches, 732 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's more like it. I'd love to obviously see the touchdown numbers come up. But Kenny Pickett didn't throw a lot of touchdowns. So no, there isn't a lot of them to go around. and again, not saying that Pat Freiermuth could be Kyle Pitts, but maybe just a return to form. I mean, if he comes up to 70 catches for 800 yards and 5 touchdowns, and you're buying him right now for 24 mid-second, he's valued around Aaron Jones and Dontavian Wicks on Keep Trade Cup, by the way. Yes, I'll move on from Dontavian Wicks for Pat Freiermuth. Please and thank you. That's just where their value is. You would obviously have to add to Dontavian Wicks to get Pat Freiermuth, but if you pull that off straight up, please, please DM me. I would love to know. So, Nate, you're more than welcome to touch on that or move into who your next buy is.
Hey, you know, as a Ravens fan, it kills me that I like so many Steelers players. Like, I love Deontay. I love Pat Freiermuth. I think this is a great buy. I think it's a great buy right now. I thought he was a good buy going into last season, but then he struggled with injuries and just lowered his value even more. I definitely bought into some Pat Freiermuth midway through the season when his value was really low. It has come up a little bit since then, but still much too low for where it should be going into this next season with Arthur Smith as the new offensive coordinator there and a quarterback upgrade.
I have a question for you before we move on to your next one. Two guys we both liked, low plagued by injuries, especially this past year, Pat Freiermuth or Greg Dulcich?
Pat Freiermuth all day.
Yeah. And you know, I was like, well, Bob as well, both huge Greg Dulcich fans, but man, I am concerned about Dulcich long-term.
I am too.
I mean, just missing a lot of time his first 2 years, especially this last year, 3 catches for 25 yards. Woof.
Also, for some reason, I don't know if he fits Sean Payton's scheme. Like, I mean, last year he brought in Adam Troutman. Remember that?
Adam Troutman didn't do anything, though, either. So there's a possibility that the tight end for the Denver Broncos is going to be picked.
Someone's got to catch the ball over there, I guess.
That's true. But then in that case, that would make Greg Dulcich a screaming buy low if he goes somewhere else. I think he's good enough to be a starting caliber tight end. Just got to stay on the field. But that being said, yes, I will take Pat Freiermuth over him. But Nate, what is your next buy?
Yeah, I'm buying Pat Freiermuth. I'm also buying Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
I love it.
This is a great buy right now. You know, he didn't have the most incredible rookie season. Oh, no. He only had 90 targets and 63 catches for 628 yards and 4 touchdowns. It doesn't sound incredible. It's not what you expect out of a prospect that had, you know, his kind of expectations before the draft. But once he went to the Seattle Seahawks and was behind DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, this is kind of the season I expected. Sure, I was maybe hoping for something maybe closer to 800 yards, but I was not expecting him to surpass 1,000 yards with those two guys in front of him, especially not once we saw how Geno Smith struggled compared to how he did in 2022. So there's a couple of things working against JSN there. And then on top of that, you have Tyler Lockett re-sign this offseason. And JSN's value has kind of plummeted. Like, he was wide receiver 25 last time I looked on Keep Trade Cut. He's right there next to George Pickens, Jaden Reed, Debo Samuel, all players I would move for JSN right now. If I need to add a late second or a third to make that a sweetener and make that move, I would do that as well. I have a lot more belief in JSN's talent and also his future moving forward. Even though Tyler Lockett's there, I think JSN, it's not going to take very long for him to surpass Tyler Lockett this season. I didn't think he would do it as a rookie. Tyler Lockett's still a very good wide receiver.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at the stats from last year, even as a rookie, he wasn't that far behind the rest of the group. So target-wise, you know, Tyler Lockett actually led the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver corps with 122 targets. JSN had, Pro Reference has him at 93. PFF has him at 90. So I'm not sure which one we're going to go with. But let's go with 93 for this sake.
91 and a half.
He's only about 30 targets less than Tyler Lockett. Sounds like a lot. But if you look at it on a per-game basis, that's less than 2 targets a game, Mike.
Yeah, true.
Less than 2 targets a game. And then yardage-wise, Tyler Lockett did not reach 1,000 yards. He only had 894 yards. Correct. So, you know, he's not head and shoulders above JSN. And we're looking at these two guys. I love Tyler Lockett, but he was 31 years old last year. And this is about the time that those wide receivers start to drop off. Tyler Lockett is a descending wide receiver. He's still good, but he is definitely going to be on the decline. It's just natural at this point. JSN, meanwhile, was 21 years old last season, 10 years younger than Tyler Lockett. He is ascending, and they've invested a first-round pick in him, even though a slightly different regime over there, still the same GM, still the same ownership. They invested in JSN for a reason. He's an ascending player. I think we're going to see these two cross paths and flip well, you know, at least halfway into the season, if not earlier. You know, I love these kind of wide receivers like JSN that still have good rookie years, and then they get that sophomore season, and then they really take off. It takes a little bit of time to really get into an offense, and hopefully their offense is a little bit better this year than last year. But I think JSN is definitely a rising asset right now, and I want to invest in him for prices like George Pickens, Deebo Samuel, Jaden Reed.
Yeah. DK Metcalf also over 1,000 yards last year. So they got a nice trio wide receivers there. Also weird seeing Pete Carroll not being the head coach.
It is weird.
Kind of like, you know, Pete Carroll's gone, Bill Belichick's gone. These guys didn't get jobs. I hate to see people out of a job, but I love seeing some fresh blood come in, you know, maybe some new ideas. And look, you guys have coached long enough. They've all won Super Bowls. Let's get some new guys in there. You know what I mean? Give somebody else a chance. I hate to sound like that, but you understand. Yes, by JSN as well. I love where your head's at. And my last buy, the pod here. Nate's going to disagree, but it's okay because I'm buying Houston Texans running back Joe Mixon. He's player 110, running back 21. For a guy who is going to get some absolute work in Houston. By the way, D'Amico Ryans, hats off for you. I don't know if it's you or the GM doing as obviously they all communicate, but man, D'Amico Ryan's got a great team down there in Houston. I think this is a team that could be a Super Bowl contender within the next year or two. I'd love to see the Texans win it, but Joe Mixon in a great situation in Houston, not saying that Cincinnati wasn't a good situation. I just feel like this situation may be better for him since he needs to free up some money. Because I don't know if they're going to pay T. Higgins or what, but Joe Burrow's making a lot of money. Jamar Chase, he's going to be making a lot too. I think Damian Pierce is toast. I think he was a one-and-done type player. His rookie season, ever since then, he got hurt. He hasn't been the same. Last year, Joe Mixon, 309 total touches. This guy can carry the load. He's 27. This is a win-now move. You might get him for a year or two, three tops. That's going to be pushing it. He's valued right now around a mid-second. I think you need a late first. He is a starting running back for really good offense. It might take even a little bit more than that, but his value right now is around Calvin Ridley and Najee Harris. I would move either of these guys plus to get Joe Mixon. I like Najee Harris. I do. He's older too. He's not that much younger than Joe Mixon, and he has better competition than Jalen Warren.
I understand the move off of Najee for Joe Mixon. You know, you could consider either one kind of one-year players at this point. You know, Najee's going to be coming off his rookie contract after this season.
Yeah.
So I see that move, especially for like a win-now team. I would not be willing to pay a first, that's for sure. I think a mid-second is much better value. I don't think you need to pay a first either because he is 27 years old.
I mean, obviously.
Not like a Saquon Barkley or something like that.
Obviously, I will pay less if I can. I'm going to try. There's a couple leagues where I think he would fill a nice void that I have. So I'm going to try my best to get him as cheap as possible. I'll report back.
So are you expecting Joe Mixon to be like a top 12 running back this year?
I think there's a possibility that it happens. I mean, if he gets the workload that he got in Cincinnati, in Houston, I think it's very possible. You know, maybe realistically like the 12 to 16-ish range. If he stays healthy, obviously, if he stays healthy, you know, that's always the deciding factor.
If he stays healthy, he'll be higher than that just because everyone gets injured at these days. That's half the battle of being RB1 is just staying healthy at this point.
Yeah, just show up and get about 10 carries a game and you're going to be an RB1. Unless you're Kenneth Gainwell, in which case you're awful. So that's all we got for us tonight. And you know what? Hey, summer's coming up. Grab yourself a new t-shirt. Link is in the description of all of our pods and YouTube videos where to go get some merch. Try it out. Looks good. This is not a Dynasty Rewind shirt, but neither is Nate's. But that being said, our shirts are amazing. You will love them. Go check it out. Free Patreon, 1 week trial, patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. Until next time, everybody. For Nate, I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code Rewind. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.